The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but we're hoping they make you smile. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We all hope before I finish this introduction. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Wouldn't that be a novelty? Having something in the Word of God in our lives that we're actually doing. Huh, is that like being a doer of the Word? Maybe. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, right now it's because I'm paying the bills. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking you questions about living life as a Christian. Isn't that fun? There's moments where you are victorious. Yes. The Lord answers your prayers. Yes. The kingdom of God is awesome. Yes. It was a great church service. Yes. Then there's other times where it feels like you're slugging through honey at a slower pace than everybody else. That's all a part of the fun on this crazy journey. Here's what we're going to offer to you. You have an opportunity to reach out to us and talk to us. Hopefully, all the contacts will work. If you want to, you can call us at 972-445-0770. If you call 972-445-0770, awesome. Jennifer is going to answer the phone because Terrific T is out taking care of civil business with the jury duty.
Yes.
Everybody pray for her.
Come on. Right?
No, it's good to do it, but you still sometimes it can be unique in its own experience. So if you call, you'll talk to Jennifer. She is awesome and is a radio pro. So she'll be the one that'll be kind of screening your calls. So if you guys call to order a pizza, she'll get your information. Okay? Just know that. Number two, you can text us, hopefully. That number is 214-210-8483. On that dealios, I deleted my program, reinstalled it. Seems to be working fine. We won't know. You guys go ahead and text me, and then we'll find out. You can text me before. We're not doing our trivia questions until the next segment. So if you are hearing this and you want to just try and text, you can, and I'll be able to let you know if it comes through. And if it doesn't matter. We're just going to do the show anyway. So one way or another, you can contact us. You can also send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's the email address, david@hemustincrease.org. People did that yesterday, and we got all the emails that came through by people, so we appreciate that, want people to know that. We also want you to be aware of our website, which we're going to play the little clip for you in just a second, and that's important because it has some cool stuff on there. Yes, there's a surprise coming in the next 2 or 3 weeks, a free gift. Yes, but we want you to just check it out and become familiar with it. Oh, boy. We want you to go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now, I will say I'm excited because I am getting texts, so this is a good thing. I'm very happy about that. Don't hesitate to check out the website. Like I said, a free gift is coming in the next few weeks. I will explain more about that as time goes on. I have a couple of cool announcements. I'll make one during this intro and also at the 2 o'clock section. We'll also talk about it there. But I do want to let you know that if you have a thought, a prayer request, a praise report, if you have something you want to share that the Lord's working on in your life, or if you got a question that's not overly deep theological, like the real difference between dispensationalism in the premillennial post rapture concept or some of the other ones, those will take a little more time to answer. But if you want to know 2 + 2, it's 5. Okay? All right. So in the meantime, I wanted to encourage you to reach out to us. We'll do our trivia, like I said, in the next segment. The texts are coming in, so I am kind of happy about that. Thank you. And we just want you to have a place where you have a Christian community. We've said it before. This is not your church. This is a fellowship. We are other Christians, all these Christians from different denominations. Right now, we have at least 7 denominations that listen to the show. That's good. And you're getting to hear about people's needs, what's going on, getting through the barriers, just hearing what each other's going through, praying for one another, praising and rejoicing with one another, and then also weeping with one another. You guys have heard many of the people on the show or many of the requests. Please continue to petition the Lord for everybody, even if it's just a mention. Okay, so with that all said, we're going to do our read and ramble, and you better get ready because I didn't say this was going to be Funzyville, so let's go ahead and play our read and ramble clip.
Well, I'm ramming.
That's right. That's it. That's the world's greatest clip right there. I don't care what anybody says. I love that. All right, we're in Colossians. Here's my brief, quick announcement. You don't know, but tomorrow we're going to be going into the book of Hebrews, starting expository review of Hebrews. That's the direction that we're heading in some of that. We also have on the docket, just so you can know, Genesis, 1 Samuel, Isaiah, and 1 Timothy. There's a lot here, isn't there, folks? Sure is. All right, let's get into the text and see what it says in Colossians, because we want to know what we're talking about. This is Colossians chapter 2, verse 20, picking it up from there. If you have died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, why as though you are still belonging to the world, do you submit to its regulations? Do not handle. Do not taste. Do not touch. This is Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. A lot of people use this do not handle, do not taste, do not touch thing to try and associate it to very specific church denominations, whatever. That's not what it says. It's not even close. Here's what it says. If you've died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, spiritual forces of the world, not something good. Then it says, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its regulations? So what does all that mean? What it means is that we are dead to the world. Friendship with the world is tension with God. Let me help you out with all those questions that just popped up in your brain. We are not dead to the people in the world, but we are dead to the systems of the world. And you say, well, why would you distinguish between the people and the systems? Because people can be saved. The system is polluted forever, corrupt forever. That system started in the Garden of Eden when Satan lied to Adam and Eve and they bought into that lie. That's the system that entered into the world, and it's the systems by where men often operate. It's that world that we have no friendship with. We don't have anything to do with it. It all has its origin in Satan. It's all based in a lie. It's all about glorifying self or glorifying something else. Anything but God is the premise. And so when the scripture says you have died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, that's what it's talking about. That your friendship with the world, that its system, its approach, its self-exaltation, its self-gratification, its lustfulness in the eyes, its pride of life, all of that stuff, you are dead to that. And then Paul is asking the church, he says, if you know you're dead to that, why are you still living as though you're not dead to that? Why are you submitting to the regulations? What they'll say is don't do this and don't do this and don't do this. In the next segment, we're going to talk about why they say these three things not to do. It will blow your mind. But before we get there, understand something. Friendship with the world and the world system, that is not cool with God. Because the world system is the very system that drove Adam and Eve to hide from God and cover themselves and then to start blaming everybody else. Adam, why'd you do that? She made me do it. Eve, why'd you do that? The snake made me do it. That's called not taking personal responsibility. Well, why do people do that? So that they don't have to feel like they're responsible or to blame or anything needs to happen to them. It's the artful dodge. And that world system, that has what's come into play in most politics, if you'll notice, no matter what happens in whatever administration, the next administration goes, it was those guys' fault. it was the administration before. And bless you think, oh, that's in the last 20 years. That's been the last 5,000 years. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's their fault. Always blame the person behind you. Then you don't have to take responsibility. They teach that in business. But that, whether you say it that way or not, they do it. Here's my point. You're not a friend of the world or the world system. You care about the people in there, but you don't care about the people that, or you don't care about the system that's trying to pull you away from the Lord. You're crucified to that. It owes you nothing, and you owe it nothing, and don't let it seize you and draw you away. And Paul's like, if you've died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, why are you acting like you still belong to the world? You don't belong to the world. You don't have to submit to those forces. You don't have to yield to those influences. You don't have to let Madison Avenue tell you how to live your life. You don't have to. That's not what you do. You follow the Lord. You're in with Christ. So you don't submit to the regulations that the world sets up in order to be well thought of by the world. We'll talk about that. That's the big key. When we get back, as it is right now, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my privilege in my past. I've been a Christian for a short time, only about 40 years. But when I was in my first year, I had a chance to meet James Robeson, who had a chance to pray for my brother and myself. Very helpful at a very needful time as we were fighting our way out of a Christian cult. And he prayed for clarity. And it was just a pastor's gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. And I have the privilege again of interviewing one of what I consider to be one of the great men of God who are still with us on this planet. And I just want to give a wholehearty welcome and open door and open heart to James Robeson. Thank you, sir, for being a part of our show and a part of our audience.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to join with you, and I'm grateful that praying together was meaningful to you, a very important point in your life. So just joy to be with you and your listeners. Now, David, can I just download what I believe is the heart of our Heavenly Father to your listeners for a few minutes?
Yes, please, by all means.
When I spoke to the leaders before the election, and I talked about the need, this is in Washington, there were nearly 2,000 pastors and church leaders there. And I said, I'm telling you, there are people right now who are being captivated by the Jesus they see in some of our lives. And I said, listen to me. We have a fatherless nation, desperately in need of a father. If we, as believers, as Christians, who have the perfect Father, if we would show people clearly what the family of the perfect Father looks like, I believe the fatherless would run to the father and the father's house. And I believe that. I said that to the President of the United States. I said, sir, your children say you're a good father. Eric Trump happened to be sitting by me when I first said that. Eric said, he's a great father. I said, well, he may be, but that doesn't mean he's flawless. I do believe that we need a father, and I believe we can pray and God can raise up people that have a father's heart. And so I began to emphasize the church revealing what the Father's like. Now, listen to me. We as believers comprise the body of Christ, the body of born-again, baptized into Christ believers who are born from above. We have a perfect Heavenly Father who reveals His will. He's not willing that any should perish. He said, you call on me, and I'll heal your land. Now, listen to me. Christian believers, we're not looking for a champion. We've got one. He's the only one that rides the white horse. We're not looking for a king. We have a king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's Jesus. He holds kings in his hand. Our king, our shepherd, our father said, come to me as my family, and you ask me to heal your land. In desperate need of healing, you come in humility. You come knowing I'm the only one that can heal, and I can use imperfect vessels to accomplish my perfect will. I always have. I always will.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So far, I'm very blessed because the texts are coming through. I'm very happy about that. Now, for those of you that are texting, I probably will not text you during the show as I normally do, just to make sure that nothing gets really goofy, weird kind of stuff. Okay, here's our first trivia question. Just never forget, okie dokie, a theological term that every seminary should adopt. Okay. The angel, this is Encounters with Angels. The angel of the Lord appeared to the banished Hagar and told her to name her child. What was the name of the child? An angel of the Lord appeared to the banished Hagar and told her to name her child. What was the name of the child? If you think you know, you can call in, by the way, 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483 as the answers are flying in. I like that very much, by the way. I do want to remind people about their DNA. Don't forget, to the D stands for draw closer to the Lord daily. How often? Daily. That's how often. Daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You know, you probably don't. I don't understand every single nuance of all scripture, but I'm never ashamed of it because God has something to say, and I stand by that. I have more confidence in following Jesus and his words into eternity than following certain levels of knowledge of humanity into the grave. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. Why? Because service is something the Lord expects of his authentic children. That's why. Okay, got it. Okay, that part's there. That part's there. Trivia question out there. Pretty straightforward. The angel of the Lord appeared to the banished Hagar and told her to name her child. What was the child's name? Should be a little more evident. It is in Genesis. You can call in 972-445-0770. Text 214-210-8483 as the answers are coming in. Let's get back to this text because this portion here I will not do justice to. I am not capable as a Christian, as a teacher, as an encourager, as a brother in the Lord. I cannot do justice for what Paul is really saying here because the depth and the level is so fantastic. Here's what Paul says in this portion we're dealing with. He said, if you've died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its regulations? Well, what are those regulations? He tells you. Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Now look at this. These will all perish with the use because they are based on human commands and teachings. Let's take it in. Take it in. Paul says, this is the situation. This is the system from the world. Do not handle this. Do not taste this. Do not touch this. Well, what's this all about? This is all about human commands and teaching, establishing man's own righteousness. So the world system tells you how to be good. It tells you what not to do. They hardly ever tell you what to do. They just tell you what not to do. And Paul says, these are all going to perish. This isn't going to last. But this is all based on human commands and human teachings from the world system. Here's the part that I can never teach appropriately. This is all about the world communicating fake righteousness. It is about the world's definition of what right is. It is right in there with political correctness, the woke, the cancel culture, every other thing that the world comes up with, which is just like so incredible. Every time it's, if you're not like this, you're not good. If you're not like this, you're not good. If you're not like this, you're not good. And it keeps changing and altering. And now, guess what's happening? All these people that are making these proclamations are starting to eat themselves because everybody has offended in some capacity. And here, the righteousness of the world is trying to be offered by the world. And Paul's like going, look, the world has been trying to substitute the true righteousness that comes from God, that is through Jesus Christ from the very beginning. And here they are doing it again. Fake righteousness. This is the key. The world has been, is, and will try to substitute the true righteousness from Jesus with a fake righteousness from humanity. Get that? That's the key. The reason that the world wants to do this is because the world is saying, we're good. Man is basically good. We're good. We'll show you. This is what you shouldn't do. This is what you shouldn't do. And this is what you shouldn't do. And the result of that is the world will call you good. The world will call you righteous. The world will call you fantastic. And it's amazing, as Paul defines it later on, he goes, these restrictions have an appearance of wisdom, self-prescribed worship of false humility, harsh treatments of the body. They have no value. They don't do anything about the flesh, the old you. The only way for you and I to overcome the fleshliness that is contrary to God is through Jesus Christ and through identifying and connecting and surrendering to Jesus and connecting to his death, so that we are dead to the old us. Hence the whole premise of the concept of being born again. So it's just like, okay, got it. All right, yeah, that makes sense. Here's the problem that people get stuck on. The world proclaims their fake righteousness louder and more often than the church is proclaiming the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's the message that it's not that it's the truth. It's just a louder message. And Paul, in this text, in this short three verses, deals with fake righteousness and the world system. And he tells you and I, don't touch it. Stay away from it. It's bad for you. It will not help you. It will give you no advantage in being a believer. It will give you no advantage in moving forward in God. It will do nothing for you. Ultimately, it has an appearance of looking great. But remember, God doesn't look on the outward person. He looks on the inward person. And we need to have a full surrender to the wisdom, the truth, and the salvation gift that God has offered us. That's what Paul's talking about. It's like, Dave, how'd you get all that out of that verse? Because what Paul is talking about is the spiritual forces of the world that are trying to say what's right and what's wrong. Now, have you noticed? I don't know if you've noticed this or not. But oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes in the media, which stands for Making Everyone Dumber in America, that's what media stands for, they tell you what is right and what is wrong. They tell you what their standard is. They tell you what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And have you noticed in the last 20 or 30 years, they keep moving the marker so that more and more sinful behavior is more and more acceptable? I will give you the quickest identifying marker that I think there's not one person would call me and disagree. 25 years ago, if you watched a sitcom, they could not say anything really bad, or what would happen? Just like in All in the Family, what would happen? Bleep. They would bleep it out. Bleep, bleep. Now, when you watch a sitcom, hardly anything at all gets bleeped. You know what that is? That's the advancement of the righteousness of the world. Swearing is okay. Cursing is so well. Get it? And that's what they establish as their righteousness. And notice that mark gets larger and larger and larger, and it's unending. And it's unending. Only the righteousness through Jesus Christ will save you from this world and send you into eternity. The reality is in Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then in Romans 6:23, it says, "But for the wages of sin is death." It also says, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the righteousness that God has provided for you and I to engage with him, not to get along with the world, not to have your neighbor think you're just the best person in the world because you have all these fantastic colors and believe in every cause and think that trees should have lawyers. That's not the righteousness that God is talking about. He's talking about the sinless, perfect propitiation life of Jesus Christ who died on that cross for our sins and our offenses. And that's the righteousness by which we stand. And it's not something you and I earn. It's something you and I receive. Even the world system to establish righteousness is all based on merit and human approval. And it's a lie. Now, without going too deep into this, who's the father of lies? Satan. Who told the first lie? The serpent. Who has been lying to people all throughout? Satan. Who lies against you? Satan. You remember that? Remember that Saturday Night Live skit? Remember the church lady? The church lady? And she would go, could it be? Could it be? Satan, 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 Satan. Yes, that's who it is. That's how it goes. That's the righteousness of the world. Do you see that God's plan and the world's plan to reach true righteousness are in conflict with one another? All right, the trivia question. The angel of the Lord appeared to the banished Hagar and told her to name the child. What? The child's name was Ishmael, Genesis 16, 1 through 12. We'll take a break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Hot Topics. Pointing out inconsistencies is not disparaging. It's just the truth. Number two,
Our job is in church discipline is where you can't judge those that are outside the church. Number three, the people we were talking about were Christians anyway. Number four, you think this is bad? Wait, this just gets worse and worse, people. Regarding Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, the context is also critical and can be misapplied. Now, how many times have I told you? Watch out for bad Bible brains.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.